Welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, everyone. My name is Shane Smith, and my two esteemed guests today are Jordan Macon and Taylor Nielsen.
Here we are. Oh, I like being the guest.
Yeah, dude. Thank you for joining me today.
Of course.
It's really good to have you both here. I'm glad you can make it. It's early. I wonder whose fault that is. Not mine.
I feel like it was your fault, wasn't it?
No, it was super my fault.
Yeah, why'd you want to do it so early? You have stuff going on today?
Yeah, we have early outs at school. We have to pick a young lady up from school.
So. Oh. Mm-hmm. How early are early outs these days?
Early outs are like 1:30 or something.
I don't think I had early outs when I was in elementary school.
Early outs. I had block schedule. So we had like 4 classes a day. So if you get early out, you miss like half of all your classes.
Yeah.
I think we called it half days when I was... when I was in school.
I'm sure we had them. I just don't remember them. I also didn't go to a lot of school, obviously. So, right. There's a lot of half days for me unofficially. I'll say that.
It's a half day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming back to the podcast a second time. We're just using Shane's intro, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Dude, we're not going to top that. Yeah.
We're not going to top it.
No way.
You're our first repeat guest on the podcast.
Dude, and I'm so stoked to be here.
Crowd favorite.
Your hair's grown back. My hair's grown back. I am not wearing shoes. I'm very comfortable. I feel like we're in the phase of our relationship where we fart in front of each other and enjoy each other's company.
Yep.
Really get in the weeds.
Shoes
with
off,
it, you know?
Farts out. What was
that? Shoes off, farts out.
And I say that relationship extends to the viewers, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the viewers should fart.
They should feel comfortable farting.
I like to start with the fart jokes at 10 a.m. Just really get deep in it. This is a really like a thinker's podcast.
It is. Ruminate
we get
on
into it.
So you were telling us before the mics were on, but
yeah.
Sometimes stuff happens before the mics are on. There's a big thing going on in your life right now
that's right.
You might want to tell the audience about. How's that for a setup?
Yeah, well, I don't even know. I don't know what it is. What?
Yeah, now I'm like, wait, hold on. Did I say a different thing?
I was just talking about the soda thing.
Oh,
that's going
yeah,
on
everyone. Oh. I gave up diet soda for Lent.
Whoa,
no,
bombshell.
4 weeks of no diet soda so far, I think.
How long is Lent?
Lent is like, it's more than a month because it's 40 days, but that's not including Sundays, which technically... you don't have to, you can like take a break from fasting on whatever you're doing.
Oh, really?
But nowadays, modern Catholics are like, come on, don't be a baby, just do it. So, yeah. I've been zero soda the whole way through.
So you've been doing sparkling water.
I've been doing sparkling water, which does not do it. Food is less good. Yeah.
40 days.
It's like actually like 46 days or something.
That's like half a year.
Did you say food?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's so long. Food isn't as good. Yeah, I realized that like Diet Coke was what was making a lot of food good. You ever just like you're like eating at Burger King and you're like, why does this taste so bad? And you're like, oh, it's because I'm not washing it down with delicious diet.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like trying to eat pizza without a soda or something. It's just a lot.
Yeah, water.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense though, because you're just adding more unhealthy things, and for some reason that makes it. To me, eating pizza without soda makes it seem less healthy.
Really?
Because it just feels so heavy. You can't. There's nothing to get like all the pizza flavor out of your mouth. It just feels overbearing.
I feel like the Coke would maybe dissolve the grease.
Yeah, you have like a coated mouth. I feel like I could swallow fire and I'd be safe. And of course, the pizza I'm eating is the 7-Eleven cheese pizzas. Shout out 7-Eleven.
How are those?
They're so good. It's unreal.
That's Alex Velluto territory.
Yeah.
He's the 7-Eleven guy.
Is he the 7-Eleven guy?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, listen, I will fist fight Alex Velluto. I said it right here, right now on this podcast.
I'm coming for you, Velluto.
And then I hope we can see like a training montage of Alex getting into fighting.
Oh, I love that fight.
Yeah, dude.
He brought us all when we did. His episode's not out yet. Or it'll be out when this one's out.
Yeah, it'll be out when this one's out.
He brought us all big gulps.
Whoa, what was in yours?
Diet Coke.
Oh, Diet Coke for you too?
No.
That's just it? No.
And nope. He's not going to tell you either.
All right. All righty then.
MTN do.
Okay.
Classic. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Got to go with it. Well, that's very cool. Listen, if Alex wants to go blow for blow on drinking Diet Coke, I will absolutely shred him to pieces.
You both? Really? You think so?
I once found the limit. I drank so much Diet Coke, I got sick. It was like I drank like over, like it was almost 2 gallons in a day.
Wow.
Because I would insane. Like, yeah, I know. I went camping on this like this long trip, and I had no diet soda for
you
like
found
a week.
Diet Coke spring?
No, that would be, yeah, dude, I found the fabled fountain of Diet Coke.
Of youth, yeah.
And then I came home, and I had like 2 days to myself to just play video games, and a new video game had just come out. I can't remember what it was.
What video game?
I can't remember, but anyway, maybe it was Persona. So I'm sitting, I'm playing games, and I drank so much soda that day. I have a little mini fridge, was full of, and I drank like 3 12-packs, and I was like, I don't feel good, guys. Like, I legitimately, I started to see the future. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like spice.
It's a spice.
Dude, yeah, I'm spiced up, dude. Yeah, man. I could stop being able to do math. It was crazy. And I legit got sick, and I was like, what's going on? And I drank a glass of water and felt better, and I was like, yeah, okay. And we found the limit. That's 3 12-packs of Diet Coke is the limit.
Are you excited for how good it's going to taste once you're done with this?
Unreal.
It's going to blow your mind, man.
Unreal. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, you said you gave up diet soda. Does that mean you're allowed to drink regular soda?
I guess I could drink regular soda, but it makes me sick.
Regular,
it's too much sugar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the taste for aspartame. So now if I like get regular soda in my body, it like makes me feel bad. Every once in a while, we'll go with a Mexican Coke in a glass bottle.
Yeah, that's better though.
Yeah.
Because that's real cane sugar.
Yeah, yeah, they use real cane sugar. And also you're usually eating something with it, so it just makes it easier.
Yeah. That's the one non-diet soda I'll do too.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Have you ever seen they make diet soda in the glass bottle?
No.
Yeah, it's real. It happens.
Where?
I've seen it just around. I'm not saying there's a specific place it exists, but I have seen it and drank it, and it is delicious.
And the same really tall bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Is it from Mexico?
It might be. I don't know. I didn't ask I should just go to the grocery store. Where do you get these? I need more of them. It's from Mexico. The guy's like, I just speak English. What are you doing? Trying to like... Donde está Diet Coke? He's like, that wasn't a sentence. You're not saying anything. You're very dumb. I was like, I have a Duolingo membership I don't use.
I understood the sentence.
Thank you.
Where is?
Oh, is that really?
Is that Donde está?
Yeah, I think so. Donde está Biblioteca, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I think you crushed it.
I know, and I know, me permite ir al baño. May I please use the bathroom?
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
So I could pee if I was in Mexico.
You could.
I could. That is an option available to me.
Where did you learn all your Spanish, Shane?
Probably 6th grade Spanish class, of which I went to like 2 weeks.
A lot of half days.
A lot of half days, a lot of me permite ir al baño, no retorno.
Did you take any Spanish classes in high school?
I took 3 years of Spanish.
Wow.
But I think my my third year, I think my teacher was like going through a divorce or something.
So a lot of your Spanish is like hateful towards men. It's just a lot of like...
It was a guy, actually.
Oh, really?
But no, he just seemed sad a lot.
That makes
and then
sense.
He would just roll out a TV and we'd watch Finding Nemo in Spanish.
Don't say it's not Nemo.
Watching the part where the wife dies in Nemo
he's just
and
just sobbing.
Like,
he's just crying in Spanish.
Yeah, I think my third year Spanish made me learn. Like, my knowledge of Spanish went down, actually. I felt pretty good after the first years, and I think the third year was a rough year for my teacher. And
it
removed
actively.
Knowledge from my brain. But a lot of Pixar in Spanish.
That's nice. I took all German in high school.
That's so weird of you.
And the crazy thing is, like, you wouldn't think every high school would have a German program, right? But I went to 2 separate high schools. First high school, I took German. The second high school I moved to also had a German program, and it was like one of the best in the States.
So. Were you going to? Oh, it's like you're going to school in Germany. Where are you?
Oh yeah, I was going to school. Yeah,
just listening to Rammstein. Like I get this. This is sick, dude.
And the first movie we watched in German was Forrest Gump.
And can you
Lauf,
say
Forrest Lauf?
Can you say life is like a box of chocolates in German?
Oh man, let me think on it.
Okay.
Think on it.
You got this.
We'll sit in silence until you think of it.
I'll count in German as high as I can go. I zwei, drei, vier.
Liebe seine Schokolade. Sometimes I just make English words sound like a little more German, and I count that.
Chocolatl can't be real.
No, I don't think
chocolatl. I think chocolate is a German word.
Chocolat.
Yeah, chocolat. yeah. I think that it's French? Swiss German.
It could be. I mean, they all stem from the same Germanic tribes.
What's that, Rammstein's? Is that what is Du hast?
Du hast, yeah. What is Du hast?
Does that mean you hate me? For some reason, I thought that song said you hate me over and over again. Yeah.
Oh, you hate
du hast mich.
99 red luft balloons.
Okay, dude, we're learning.
I still have no idea what they're saying in that one.
I do know.
Just kidding. I know it's 99 red balloons.
Ich bin Taylor. Du bist Jordan. Ich liebe Shane. Mm-hmm. I love Shane.
Yeah.
Aww. That's cute. That's
nice.
I think every high school is German. Is that, do you think they don't?
I don't think they do.
My high school.
My high school had French and Spanish only.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they decide? Just if there's a person that can
I literally
do it
think it just depends on the staff. Like if you've got a teacher who's got a language credit.
We're offering it.
They're going, yeah.
Can you teach driver's ed too? You're in. Let's
that my
go.
Shop teacher was a driver's ed guy, and one of the reasons I never got my license is because in shop I put a nail in the disc grinder, and then as a prank told a guy to turn it on, and it spit the nail, and it literally shot into a brick wall while the teacher was standing, and he was like, banned forever. You have to leave, never come back to my class. And then he refused to let me in driver's ed because he was like, that kid's a menace.
Fun prank, man.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. It was stupid, I admit it, but it's also pretty cool.
It also is cool that it's stuck in a wall.
On the lathe, we were supposed to make things, and I made a toy wooden gun, and then I polished it and painted it black and stuff so that it looked real, and another kid grabbed it, and he walked around school with it, and then, the cop showed up, and they were on the ground, my man. and he never ratted me out.
You didn't put
the
little orange nubbin on the top.
Nope.
No orange nubbin gets you in trouble.
Making a wooden gun is hilarious.
It's so funny. The gun from, you could hit someone really hard with it, but that's all about it was good for.
That's a wild promo for a class where it's these students are learning great skills in shop and every kid's just making it different.
Yeah, just show through the replica block. I've done it.
Look at what all these children are learning.
Dude, shop class was awesome until I got kicked out. And then they made me go to seminary because it was the only open period.
Really?
Yeah. And I grew up in a really small town, so it seems like that should be illegal, but everyone was like, nope, go ahead, enjoy yourself. So I got a religious education, which is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, for people that don't know for our listeners outside the state, LDS schools here, well, not schools, public schools have an LDS break period where they can go do church learning.
There are lots of towns where Catholics have the same thing.
Oh, is that similar?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So but this was LDS, for those wondering. So I went and learned about, all of that, which was fun. Honestly, it was mostly just old school Bible stories, like Noah and stuff. And we were in high school, so I was like, why are we doing the kids stuff?
I think they rotate. I don't know how it works, but it used to be each year was this is Old Testament year. And then this, maybe you were there during Old Testament.
So I hit an Old Testament year.
Yeah, I think that might
be. Big on the Old Testament. It's a crazy book.
It's good stuff.
There's some good stuff in there, man. There's some good stuff in there.
The reviews are in.
Do you remember just being a kid reading a story about some lady driving a spike through a guy's face, and you're like, whoa, sick. Put that in a movie, everybody. Am I allowed to say that on a podcast? I don't know. It's in the book.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Which Bible story is that?
Shoot, I can't remember. She goes into a tent and does it. Oh, dang. So everyone watching is yelling at me. But
Oh, yeah.
I just remember.
There's the jawbone, killing people with the jawbone story.
Oh, dude, the jawbone,
That's Cain, right?
No. Cain was killing someone with a rock, and the other person was Abel, and they were very related to each other. That was the first murder.
That was this pottage.
Yeah.
Cain was eating Abel's pottage or something, wasn't he?
Pottage?
What are you talking about?
Are you trying to say the word porridge?
I thought it was. in the Bible, I thought it was called pottage.
I don't know. Look it up,
depending on the translation we're talking about. This might have been the German translation. I don't know.
Yeah, in English it's porridge, in German it's pottage.
Cable du hast Abel.
Oh, man. You brought up Dune.
I did.
You saw Dune 2.
A huge fan. Even though it was, you know, not as good as the book by any means. And not as challenging, you know, in terms of theme, but still very fun.
Yeah, still very fun. I saw it a second time, and I think the first movie better covers that chunk of the book than the second movie does.
Yeah.
But they have to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, you have to cover a crazy amount of ground.
So it's the two movies together cover the first book?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close. There might be a little bit of stuff overlaps, but yeah.
More or less, what would you say?
I would say less, probably. I mean, it's a lot of the themes in the book are based on like people's internal dialogues.
Yeah.
And like how they're feeling and what they're thinking and how challenged they are by like destiny and fate and your role in society and how you love other people and what that means. So it's hard to translate that into a movie without doing really cheesy, like just an actor staring into space is like the internal dialogue rolls. I don't like
have you seen the 1984 Dune?
Yes.
Because that's what they do the entire movie. Yeah. Every scene, a person walks in and you hear their voice.
Yeah.
Like every character and they're just pumping in so much information in every scene that I've like, if you watch this and not knowing what Dune was, you'd be like, what is happening in this movie?
It's really bad.
It's crazy how
and they're wearing just like surfing wetsuits and stuff. Like the budget is terrible. It looks like we made it on our phones.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've only seen the first movie. I'm planning on seeing the second.
Sick, yeah.
And go then see it. I also want to read the
book. You
want to
hear his review of the first movie? Not funny enough. That's what he said.
Yeah, I agree. It is not funny enough. Dune could really lighten it up.
Yeah, that basically is the span of it, yeah.
Taylor was like, no, I said it was too dour.
Just getting out of The Exorcist could have been funnier. They really missed some opportunities there for some jokes. I understand that she's possessed by the devil, but he has no sense of humor. Is that what we're saying? Seems crazy.
It's just the way Timothy Chalamet is walking around. You know, it's like he's always angsty, looking around, always angst. Just I need a little bit of like the other side of the coin. You know what I mean? Just to make him a little likable. I don't know.
Come on, your whole family dies. Lighten up. Let's do like some jokes or something. Your planet's full of worms. We're not going to do one joke about it. This is crazy, dude.
Well, imagine if you were that guy was actually around. You'd be like, yeah, I know that you have the worst life ever, but you know, like you know. Just try and lighten up a little bit so you're more bearable to be around.
Yeah, a zinger or two, dude. Do you have any Dune zingers?
There is there's one funny beat in that movie. It's at the very end where I forget how they pronounce it in the movie.
Who's that?
Zendaya's character.
Okay.
Or Zendaya. I don't know, actually.
I don't know how to say it, dude.
But he's about to, it's the ending fight where he has to fight on one of the Fremen to get into the tribe.
Right, right.
And she gives him this knife, said, you can use this. It'll be an honor for you to die with it, which was a funny.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to die.
Exactly.
Maybe it's only funny to me. I don't know.
They could have thrown some, they could have been like, Dune, this planet is full of worms. What is it, my mom's dog? This is crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
My mom's dog does have worms, for real, though.
All right, now, yeah, I guess the question is, if they were to cast Jack Black in the movie, what character would they have?
Duncan Idaho.
or Duke Leto. I think he could be Paul's dad pretty well.
It could be pretty cool if he was one of the Bene Gesserit also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put him in one of the tall little hats.
Yeah.
He's hanging out. He looks
like
pretty.
Dom Jabbar.
Yeah.
I can't do a Jack Black. Great idea, though.
I like it.
I brought up Dune, though, because you have a mind that you know the lore of like everything, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm a big nerd.
About like Matrix.
What you're trying to say is you spent most of your life without a girlfriend. And yes, I have. Yes. While my friends were in love and doing things like going on picnics or dates, I was at home listening to lore videos or an audiobook while listening to music and also playing a video game at the same time.
You can do picnics by yourself.
Yeah. It makes people apart pretty uncomfortable when I do it. I'll tell you that.
Especially if you set up two play settings, but nobody else comes.
Also, the crying makes people uncomfortable. My scream crying I do, my weeping.
But we thought it'd be fun to ask you, within a different world, what's your favorite, like, lore worlds?
My favorite lore worlds? Warhammer. Yeah.
Warhammer.
And Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Pretty much tied. Warhammer 40K. I like Warhammer Fantasy, but Starship Troopers.
Okay. Okay.
Big Robert A. Heinlein guy. I read Starship Troopers, and I was one of the people who was like, I got to join the army over this. And I met so many other guys. I went to a bookstore the other day, and it was like the staff picks, and one of them was Starship Troopers, and in the staff pick it said, my husband joined the army after reading this book. That's all I have to say.
Is the book, because I've seen the movie, and yeah, the movie's yeah. kind of like a satire about war and stuff. Is the book more like straightforward, like this is yeah. awesome?
So was it Paul Verhoeven who made?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Paul Verhoeven made Starship Troopers, and he refused to read the book. He didn't want to read.
Oh, really?
He didn't want to read science fiction that was like dense or whatever. So he hired someone else to read it for him, and he's like, summarize it for me. And the lady kind of summarized it, and he's like, I'm not doing any of that.
And so, it's like nothing like it.
So no, what she did was, he was like, what's the theme? And she was like, well, the theme is that, like, the idea is that, you know, it's a book about fascism and not understanding your enemy and humanity and what it means to be human. And he was like, all right, I'll touch on those themes. And then he threw in a bunch of sarcasm and weirdo stuff. So it is kind of on theme, but it's nothing like the
book.
Do you
like the movie?
I love the movie, yeah. When I was a kid, I watched it before I read the book.
Oh, okay.
My mom thought it was like a Star Wars movie, so she let me watch it when I was like, it came out when I was like 12 or 11. Yeah. No, I was even younger. I must have been like 10. Dude, and you know what? Back then, they would make toys for like rated R movies, which is like, clearly you're trying to get kids to watch this
movie.
Well,
they made a Saturday morning cartoon show about it. Do you remember
this? Yes, yeah,
it was like
yeah.
a 3D
Rico's Roughnecks.
Which is so wild to me that that existed.
It's a theme. It's not for children even a little bit.
No, not at all.
But I watched that movie. I remember being like 10 in the movie theater, and the guy was like, are you sure you want to watch it? So my mom's like, I know what I'm doing. You know, like, if my kids want to watch a Star Wars, they'll watch a Star Wars. And then she sent us into the movie theater alone, and me and my three brothers are just sitting there watching bugs rip people apart.
Like, it's so violent.
Whoa. And of course, we thought it was awesome.
I'm utterly lost. I have no idea what Starship Troopers is.
Starship Troopers is a classic movie about humanity's struggle against the bugs.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
But people saw it as a, you know, an analogy for like the American people thought it was like very prescient for like the war in Iran and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be about like how you could try to do the right thing, but then you end up doing the wrong thing, I guess. And so the idea is you watch this, or you read this book, and you come away thinking the military is bad, and they're hurting the bugs, who are actually the good guys despite being scary looking. Or you read the book and you go, that was sick. I want to blow something up right now. And I was one of the people who read the book and was like, I just need a really old guy to yell at me until I'm so strong and then let me blow something up. So I immediately joined the army over it. And I've met so many other guys who were like, yeah, dude. It's that idea that you can't make an anti-war movie because men are mentally ill. And so, like, no matter how horrific you make the movie, dudes are like,
that was pretty cool.
Sick. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I watched Saving Private Ryan as a child because my grandpa fought World War II, and he had all these like stories, and he said how bad war is or whatever, and my mom was like, this is gonna make my boys like understand. And we watched it, and like, we just wanted to play World War II for after that. We were like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah,
she was like, but they all die. And we were like, yeah, and what's the problem here?
Can I ask you a Lord of the Rings question?
Please.
Who do you think is the most overrated character in Lord of the Rings?
The most overrated character in Lord of the Rings is probably Frodo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. Sam is the goat.
Yeah, Sam does a lot of heavy lifting.
He does a lot of heavy lifting. A lot. Like, without Sam, it all falls apart. And everyone kind of just like, Frodo this, Frodo that. Frodo's just kind of there. Sam is like more willing than Frodo. He's making like active choices, whereas that's Frodo's true. Just kind of going along, being shuffled by the wizard and everybody else.
Yeah. Right.
Sam is like the paragon of friendship and like determination. He's also the only person to have the ring and then freely give it up. He has the strongest will of anyone in the whole series.
I feel like I'm kind of the Sam of this podcast.
Yeah. Whoa! Are you carrying him around?
So he gets all the glory.
Yeah, but I get all the glory. And I'm happy with the arrangement.
Yeah, that's any movie. I love the character who is like represents friendship, like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Sam in Lord of the Rings. Others. I have no other examples, but they exist, I'm sure.
So with Sam, do you think Sam could have just carried the ring on his own the whole way?
He probably could. I mean, I think they needed each other, but Sam is like, you know, integral. And he also did carry the ring for a time, which is why at the end of his life, he gets to go to Valinor and live with the elves for eternity.
When does Sam carry the ring by himself? I don't remember.
He thinks Frodo dies and he takes the ring and continues the journey alone.
But that doesn't happen in the movie, does it? I don't think it does.
Does it not? I can't remember. The movie is, a lot of people are like way into the movie. It is really inaccurate. There's a ton that's not in the movie. The timeline is all messed up.
Yeah.
There's whole characters and plots that are completely taken out. Aragorn's character arc is nothing like in the books. He's like confident and like knows he's going to be the king and wants to be the king. In the movies, he's like kind of a will he won't he thing. Yeah. The movie is pretty inaccurate. And in fact, a lot of people were mad at the movie before it was so highly acclaimed, but regular people love the movie so much that now we just kind of accept like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Do you know what I did after I watched Lord of the Rings?
What?
Joined the army.
Give me a bow, dude. Give me a bow.
Where are the swords?
Get me out into the desert. I'm gonna shoot an orc. Yeah.
But I wouldn't say also Lord of the Rings is an anti-war movie. It's very much
their awesome opponents movie. Are ontologically evil. So
yeah,
which is a very rare for fiction. To make a good fiction where your opponent is ontologically evil is like pretty difficult.
Define ontologically for the viewers
like
at home.
Irredeemably evil. Oh, okay. There's nothing. There's no like nuance. Totally. Orcs are simply evil, and there's no other option for them.
Right.
So to kill them by any means necessary or fight against that evil is just like an obviously clear and good path. There's no moral gray area. There's no like political thought. It's just kind of like, these are the bad guys and they must be stopped at all costs. Whereas like, you know, you read Dune and you go, okay, well, there's like, who is bad? Who is good? Like, you know, a lot of fiction kind of begs the question. Lord of the Rings begs zero questions and still manages to be like incredibly compelling.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you think George Lucas stole ideas from Dune?
Yeah. I think
there's a big debate online right now about it.
Everyone in the world stole ideas from Dune and Lord of the Rings. Dune is the science fiction Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I mean, any piece of science fiction media, Warhammer, like all of it, anything modern, Aliens, all of it is informed by Dune. Dune informs like even like our idea of like how faster than light travel works in the future.
Yeah.
You know, it's all Dune.
Because George Lucas never admitted it, and that really bothered Frank Herbert. Is that, and so I've seen people online being like, no matter how much you want to think it, there's no evidence that George Lucas ever read Dune.
There's no AI. There's only droids and no other AI in Star Wars, which is like a clear nod to the Butlerian Jihad.
Yeah.
Where like you can't have super smart computers or like groups of robots that have their own societies and stuff. Yeah, it's like clear.
Well, it's even like just like Dune looks like Tatooine and there's weird
stuff. Yeah. There's a sandworm.
Yeah.
A guy with a rocket pack falls in.
Wasn't the first time they were going to make Dune. It was like a Chilean director and he like storyboarded a bunch of stuff and the storyboards look pretty identical to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah. George Lucas, obviously, and that's the thing that's annoying is like, borrow and steal. It's fiction. Have fun with it. But like, don't pretend like you don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny the people, the real like strong Star Wars people going in.
So
defending
dorky.
It. It's like, okay that he took some from it.
Yeah.
Like,
defending what?
Yeah.
Star Wars. Yeah. The totally original story about like a son who has to become a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely not something that's ever been done. Oh, man. You mean there's an evil empire? tell me more about the story I've never read about.
Are you a Star Wars guy at all? Or no?
I have Star Wars tattoos. I love Star Wars. But, like, it's so obviously derivative of, like, everything else.
Yeah.
Well, George Lucas invented the hero's journey.
We can all admit that.
Yeah, dude. I think George Lucas is cool. Super creative and interesting. I think the first three episodes, episode 1, 2, and 3, are, like, way underrated. Especially now that we've seen the newer ones.
How did you feel about the newer ones?
Terrible. Horrifically. All three of them? No, the seven. Seven was like, okay, the overall writing is horrific, but at least it's fun. The actors are doing well. The characters are getting set up. We've got some interesting things, even though it is like the laziest writing humanly possible. Truly, like, let's blow up another big thing, like A New Hope, you know, but still really good. And then the other two, the one after that is, like, one of the worst science fiction movies ever made.
See, that's my favorite one, to be honest.
Really?
I like Last Jedi.
Out of the new ones? Or
it might be rival my favorite overall of Star Wars.
Rogue One is my favorite.
I do love Rogue One.
By, like, a significant margin. Really?
But I'm not, like, Star Wars isn't, like, a sacred thing to me. I like it. But, like, Last Jedi, I thought of some really interesting ideas that pushed Star Wars in a different way, but I know that made people really upset.
It was bad.
What didn't you like about it?
So many things. It was horribly written. It made no sense. They, like, messed with the fiction. There's, like, a lady, like, and she rams another ship with a ship. You're why didn't you just do that in the first place? There's people leaving faster than light and coming back while they're on a run. It's like, just run that. Like, the whole thing makes no sense.
I like it. I like the space gas stuff. Space fuel that they're running out of.
The space fuel, just like us in real. They're just like us for real. We run out of space fuel all the time. I had to put space fuel in my Subaru today.
But I do like how introduced this morally, because Star Wars is also one where it's like, good and evil's pretty, it may not as much Lord of the Rings, but...
But yeah, it's pretty clear.
But it's pretty clear, but I liked, it introduced this idea of, like, the, you know, the war, it's the people outside that are funding the war on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little bit too morally gray for Star Wars.
I like that.
Like, I thought that was interesting.
That's an interesting concept, but in the extended universe of Star Wars, George Lucas kind of handed it over to these authors who all did a really good job, and they ask a lot of questions that basically make it so that you understand that the Jedi and the Sith are both bad guys. The Jedi are as bad or worse in many, many ways. They're complicit in slavery. They steal children. They, like, hide things. They manipulate politics. And they're just, like, kind of maintaining the status quo, which is... And then you see that there's, like, arms dealers and stuff in the Star Wars universe, and you're like, oh, yeah, and the Jedi are complicit in that. Yeah. Totally bad. Huh. Not good at all. So then they ask a lot of questions about, like, well, if the Jedi are bad and complicit in the status quo and slavery and all those other things, and the Sith actually... And also the Jedi are, like, anti-love, which is, like, affects people, and the Sith are pro-love, but then also they allow themselves to get too close to power, which makes them insane. But there are some Sith in the extended universe who don't go crazy, and they live, like, normal lives and aren't bad people and, like, have wives and stuff. So it's, like, this weird balance where you're trying to, like, figure out. And then there's a middle, and I thought they were going to ask that question in the new Star Wars. Like, I thought Rey and Kylo Ren were going to be like, actually – both our parents, like, were going the wrong direction.
They call that a gray Jedi?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a new third thing. So, but they didn't. They didn't do that at all.
Gray Jedi?
Is that right?
I can't remember.
My friends are more into
Sentinels, maybe, like the yellow lightsaber or whatever.
Yeah.
There's also, like, enclaves of people who use the Force that it, like, upped other stuff. Like, Darth Maul finds a bunch of ladies, these witches that use the Force, and he's like, I'm in charge now. Okay. And he has robot legs.
That's important.
Because he got half of his body cut off, so they gave him robot legs. And I assume other robot things. I don't know what's going on. Waist down with Darth Maul. But
is that a Clone Wars thing?
Yeah.
But isn't he like a spider? Is it like spider legs?
I don't know, man. Like Wild Wild West style.
Is this blowing your mind about the Sith, that they're actually the good guys?
I had my suspicions. I mean, I think watching the movies, it's tough because you're like, You see Anakin's journey, and it's like, he's just, if he wasn't put in such a, like, you know, polarizing situation where he had to, like, give up everything to become a Jedi, if he could just, you know, have this relationship and have it be out in the open, right? And then not feel totally guilty for it, then, you know, maybe he wouldn't have been transformed into this
It's this also
mean
like
guy.
What are you? You're just taking, like, they take the child and leave his mom. It's like, hey, you have a laser sword. Kill that little weird guy and take his mom also. What are you doing, man? Yeah, like, yeah. That's so insane to me. He's got a elephant nose. Cut his head off. Like, he's
Wait, are
doing
you saying,
nothing. Watto.
He has an elephant nose. It's more acceptable
can't
to cut
take,
his head off?
Yeah, can't take him seriously. It looks weird. Kill him.
Yeah, what's that man. Guy's name?
What's that? Watto.
Motto?
Watto.
Watto. Okay.
Watto.
Do you remember the episode one game? It was on PC, maybe PlayStation 2. Not PlayStation 2, but PlayStation as well. Just to clarify. But you could kill. It was a kind of a, each mission was an open world. You could kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember this game?
I do remember that
game.
Like,
you could go to where the Gungans were.
Grand Theft
and
Auto
just
style.
Kill.
You got to do it.
It was crazy. As a kid, I felt like, this isn't right. This isn't Star Wars.
As you're doing it?
Yeah, then I joined the army.
I got to find some Gungans.
Oh, man. Taylor had a good question for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm wondering if has anybody like expanded on the Tolkien universe and tried to introduce that moral ambiguity?
Yes.
On both sides?
Yeah. A Russian author wrote a book about how the orcs are actually the good guys and they're trying to use industrialization to move like society forward and live and do different things, and that the fellowship and the unity of good races or whatever, elves, dwarves, and men, are actually the bad guys. And it kind of doesn't work, but it is interesting that he tried. And it's pretty cool to read, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to make things that eat humans.
Yeah.
Like, you know, give them that kind of lovable, cuddly side. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing in Starship Troopers where, like, they're bugs. So, like, we see them as lesser. But the idea is as you go through the narrative, you see that, like, they populate planets and live there together. And just because we don't understand how they live doesn't mean they're bad. And so you're kind of like, uh-oh. Why are we killing him again?
This kind of sounds like Ender's Game, too. I bet it's...
Yeah, yeah. Ender's Game is a big one. Ender's Shadow is the better book, but Ender's Game is good. Again, the best friend. I love the best friend.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long
time. Because Bean is the smarter one.
Yeah. Mm. Dang, that's good. So you've been playing the Helldivers, right?
Of course.
And similar, because it's playing on the Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a moment, because when you can talk to like the NPCs on your ship... There's a moment where I talked to one and she was like, "You want to know the most disgusting things about these bugs?" And she goes, "Every planet we go to, they're already there. They're so disgustingly expansionist." <It's> like,
as you were expanding?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Are we going to look at comments that we pulled up?
Right, please.
So we got some comments based on our last interview specifically.
Did you guys make sure they're nice? I'm very sensitive.
I feel like your videos have very...
Okay. Well, we're right off the gate with a hot one.
Wow,
here.
We're attacking.
Okay, so this person says, "Mountain Dew has terrible ingredients, but some people get hooked on the caffeine. Not understanding it contributes to sleeplessness, anxiety, anger, mood problems, and stress."
And one like. Did you like that, Jordan? I'll be so mad if you did. Firstly, Mountain Dew has terrible ingredients. If they're so terrible, why are they delicious? Checkmate. Mm-hmm. BGM5 something. Also, not understanding it contributes to sleeplessness. Why would I even want to sleep? I could be playing video games. Anxiety. Joke's on you. I already have lots of anxiety. Anger. Well, I would be more angry if I didn't have Mountain Dew, and I know that from not drinking it. Mood problems. I don't even know what that is. What's a mood problem?
Mood problem. You're
too happy all the time?
Exactly. I'm too whimsical. And stress. Well, I'm a grown man, so I am in a constant state of stress as God intended.
It sounds like this person is only drinking Code Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Code Red person. These are Code Red, for sure.
Man. Yeah, dude.
Okay, let's...
I reject that wholesale.
Rejected.
Yeah, dude.
Redacted.
Yeah.
Invalidated.
Wrong.
Okay, let's see the next. You want to take this
one, Jordan? This one, Rachel says, "I don't think I'm better than Mountain Dew. I think I'm too weak for Mountain Dew."
You know what? I agree with Rachel. She is too weak.
That's some self-awareness, though, Rachel.
Yeah,
I think that's
good. Work on it. Funny. Just drink a shot in the morning. like an espresso.
Yeah, yeah. Build up your tolerance.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Dude.
Mix with water. Put a shot in.
I do know someone who used to mix water with soda, and it's like heresy. What are you doing?
So, it doesn't seem satisfying.
What is even the point now?
No, that's... Yeah, I don't like that.
Insane people behavior.
But so Rachel could get there.
Rachel could get there. Listen, everyone can get stronger. I believe in all of you. Yeah. If you're watching this, you could get stronger. So
I'm getting stronger by sipping Mountain Dew every. I could do that.
I'm a picture of health, dude.
You're both getting stronger and eroding your bones.
I'm approaching a big deadlift this year, and it's gonna be powered by soda. So
what's the deadlift? How much?
500 pounds.
Wow.
That's it?
Sorry that me deadlifting your body weight isn't impressive to you, Jordan.
I set him up for that. No.
Got him.
All right.
I love you so much.
I love you.
You're
too,
very
man.
Handsome.
That was very funny.
Okay.
Why don't you take this one, Shane?
Okay. Mountain Dew guys drinking Diet Coke. Yeah, I am. It's called Variety is a Spice of Life. Who liked this comment?
Jordan. I like most of them. I'm just happy people are commenting.
Mountain Dew guys drink it. Yeah, I do drink Diet Coke a lot. Here's what happened. I moved to the East Coast, and the East Coast is not a Pepsi place. They have almost all Coke products all the time. So then Diet Mountain Dew was almost impossible to find. And so I had to start drinking an alternative, and I got hooked on Diet Coke. A dark soda is good. And sometimes you want to go even darker. You go Diet Dr. Pepper.
I do like Diet Dr.
A
Pepper.
A little treat, dude.
Mm-hmm. Ever had Iron Port?
No.
It's a local soda named after Porter Rockwell, as I
understand. Okay. I was like, whoa, hipster soda drinker over here.
I think we have some downstairs. You can try.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely not diet.
No.
We just brought you in to really tempt you out of Lent. Just stacks of soda everywhere.
Dude, you could never in your life.
No, I believe you.
All right. No, I believe you.
I know, you're just committed. Right.
All right, Samantha says, I've been sitting here looking for a Shane video I haven't seen and I can't find one.
LOL. Dang, Samantha.
What's happening
Why are you hiding all your videos from poor Samantha?
It's Shane. Literally just Google me. Did she not? Does she type my name into the search bar, woman? What are you doing?
This is also on a video of you.
Of me, yeah. What is happening?
And you didn't like this one, Jordan, so I appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you for not encouraging Samantha.
I don't encourage.
I like that she's got her full name. Maybe don't do that. Do you think that's the last four of her social on there? She's full name, last four of her social security number. That account when I was 8. I don't know what to tell you guys.
That's funny.
Why did you have your social security card when you were 8?
Samantha, drink some Dew. Use Google.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shane. I can't find a Shane Smith video. Have I been shadow banned from Google?
Yeah, do we have more comments?
I think there's at least a
couple more.
Spread the truth that Diet Coke is actually
that's
good
it.
For you. We did it.
I don't think my comments went through. Can I read some
of
my comments?
Yeah, let's read those.
Okay.
He's busting out his Pixel.
Pixel 8 Pro.
Wow. Why do you do that?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Why would you just not have an iPhone?
I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah.
What about it don't you like?
It feels a little too, rigid.
Yeah.
Rigid.
It feels cold. It feels
not funny
cold.
Enough.
Not very funny.
Too dour.
Could have more jokes.
And
see, this is what happens, people. He gets married and he gives up. Now he's just got an Android. Hey,
you've always had
Adrian.
An Android.
Adrian, I've never been an iPhone guy. Actually,
have you ever had one?
I was an iPod Touch guy.
Okay, you had an
which
iPod
was like
Touch.
An iPhone without a phone.
Yeah, I remember that. We are old. I tried to explain that to a kid the other day, and they're like, "I'm not. That doesn't make any sense."
So you had an iPod Touch. It's the phone part you don't like.
I like Google so much, and Google's all integrated to it. Or I like using Google Things. Google.
Google,
infuriate
great company.
You. This will infuriate you because it infuriates everyone. Oh, yeah. Does this for SEO purposes or something? We love Google. Oh, here we go. Maybe this did come through. This is a wild ride. Shane, you should read this one.
Okay.
It's a wild ride of a comment.
Thank you, Dagwood, for your comment, which I will now read. Mountain Dew has brominated. Is that the word? I'm not wearing my glasses.
Brominated, yeah.
Brominated vegetable oil as an ingredient.
Why?
No, just vegetable oil, but they brominate it first. Oh, well, I was addicted to Diet Coke. I would drink 15 a 12-hour shift at a bromine processing plant. Firstly, those are rookie numbers. Pump your numbers, Dagwood.
15.
But he's really, here's what's interesting. He's so concerned that it has brominated vegetable oil.
And then it turns out that he works there.
I think this is a joke.
What does the word brominated mean?
It's not good, whatever he's saying. And why not just vegetable oil?
I feel like if someone said they were going to brominate me, I would pull my gun. I don't want to be brominated. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
don't go to prison.
I don't even think it's good we do it to vegetables. So,
but it sounds like bromine is the purest form of something brominated.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, actually, maybe I am pro-brominating, because if it's in Mountain Dew and it tastes delicious... You know,
I just feel like it's when are hanging out and having a good time. We're all brominating.
Yeah, right, dude. I think that's
brominate.
Brominate is when you're like all in a hot tub together.
Yeah, we're all
brominating.
Oh, this was an interesting one.
Oh, Bree. I know Bree Pruitt.
Oh, okay.
She's a funny comic and a lovely person. One day, Diet Coke people are going to go to war with y'all and we will lose. 14 likes. Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Correct. Yeah, there's no way the Diet Coke people would ever stop the Mountain Dew people. Firstly, Diet Coke is like a cute lady drink, you know. A lot of ladies are just chilling there. Yeah. And the people who drink Mountain Dew are like not wearing a shirt, and that's not a choice they made. They're just like they have no shirt today. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
I'm realizing she might be saying that though. Maybe she's saying she's part of the Diet Cokes. Like,
yes,
one day the Diet Coke people are going to go to war with y'all,
and one day
the Diet Coke people will lose.
Exactly, so that's what she's saying.
Okay.
Exactly, she's saying. And she knows because a lot of Mountain Dew people they spend their teeth budget on guns. You know what I mean? As an adult you have a teeth budget? I have one. I lost a tooth the other day. And it really eats into your gun budget. I'll tell you.
So
if you
funny.
Want all the fronts of your teeth.
And that's why you're forced to make guns out of wood.
No, exactly, dude. I have to go to shop class and hope people don't know.
That's funny.
Okay, follow up before we get to this next one.
All right.
You might be a little bit of a Benedict Arnold because you started as a Mountain Dew guy.
Yeah.
And then you've got this fix for Diet Coke.
I did. And do you know what? I read a book about Benedict Arnold, and though he is a traitor, he did more for the cause of the American Revolution than he hurt it.
Okay.
And he's actually a pretty important guy.
Because he was so bad at being a traitor or what?
No. He was it's complicated.
Okay.
He, honestly, a lot of it has to do with his wife. So she's really in his ear.
Oh.
England. The king.
Love will make you do crazy things, man. Trust me.
Wow.
It's being insane.
Yeah, I'm going to amend that. You're less of a Benedict Arnold, more of a Grey Jedi.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's right. I'm in the middle. I see. That's my thing. Everyone always goes, there's one way or this way. I always go, what about the secret third thing I'm doing? I'm about the secret third thing.
I like that.
Combining Diet Coke and Mountain Dew in the same glass.
It's like, you know when you do an experiment as a kid and you put like honey and oil and they separate themselves? It would be so cool if it did that. So you're like drinking
Mountain Dew, Diet Coke, bromine.
Yeah.
Like a Neapolitan shake or something. You work your way through it. I feel like drinking that, just go back to Dune, is like what the Reverend Mothers drink too. If you mix Mountain Dew and Diet Coke together, that's how you really
open
up your
water of life.
That's probably too far of a callback for Dune.
There's like one guy who's read Dune watching, like, yes! Awesome, Jordan.
Okay, talking about Secret Thursday. Before we do this comment.
Yeah.
Everyone I've told this to gets really upset at me.
Okay.
So most people use Spotify.
Yeah. I'm just imagining you being like, everyone I've told this to gets really upset at me. And then you just show me, you're like, I went to the bank. I told them I had a gun. They were like, ooh, everyone's such a baby these days.
No, this is worse.
Okay.
So a lot of people use Spotify. Some people, I feel like, get shamed for using Apple Music.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
I
Are you using
the third thing? Oh, no.
It's got to be Google.
What are you using?
I use YouTube Music for my streaming service.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I have a bunch of YouTube playlists of like live concerts I listen to.
Yeah.
So if I want to listen to like a live show, like there's a bunch of videos of them that I like, and I'll be at the gym, I'll bop that live album.
Okay.
So you know what? I thought I was so ready to hate you. I wanted to be mad at you. I love it. I'm addicted to just really ripping on you, but
respectable.
Thank you. Because I told somebody was telling me, they're like, I use Apple Music and everyone makes fun of me. And I go, I get that because I use YouTube Music. And she was like, you use YouTube Music?
Yeah, firstly, sit down, Apple Music, okay, over here.
The only way you use Apple Music is if you get it for free when you buy an iPhone.
Yeah.
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 But YouTube Music, it makes sense because you can listen to things you couldn't get anywhere else because they've got the concerts on there.
Yeah. Oh. Also, if you have the YouTube thing, then there's no ads. So it's like, yeah, that makes sense. That's fair.
So it's a smart purchase.
Yeah, Apple Music is the worst thing. Where is she? Let's call her right now and tell her, you're wrong and silly.
I actually brought her in today just so I could, in case this happened. It was Holland over here.
Do you remember the food you can eat or like the candy where it would play music through the candy into your brain? Did I dream this?
That's not a real thing.
I didn't dream this.
Does anyone else remember? Just shake your head if you.
Dang, dude. No one's ever. You're saying
there's candy you'd eat that would play music.
Here we go.
I'm telling you guys, if you Google it, there was like a lollipop that you eat and it would play a song. So you could get like the Taylor Swift lollipop and you'd be eating a lollipop and then it would pump Taylor Swift directly into your brain, CIA style. And and you would hear it in your head as you were eating the food.
Can we get if there's anyone in the producer booth, can you try and find out what this is?
It's real, dude. I swear to you. Unless I'm a kid and I just dreamed it. What if I invented it?
That's insane.
I'm just eating a lollipop with an AirPod in my mouth. Like, this is crazy.
And it was all Taylor Swift stuff, and that would explain the fandom that exists.
I actually had never listened to a whole Taylor Swift song until I started dating my girlfriend. So
how do you feel?
I don't know. It's fine. She's talented, but like it's obviously music for not 37-year-old men who have constant anxiety and are filled with rage.
Wait, those were those Mountain Dew symptoms.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. There's not a lot of Mountain Dew drinkers. You know what? I take that back. I bet you there are a lot of guys that drink Mountain Dew that are like, I actually love Taylor Swift.
Totally.
They're just shirtless and overalls. Where are your shoes? And he's like, I don't know. I'm here for the concert.
I've been to 2 Taylor Swift concerts.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
By yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I bet everyone was stoked you were there, dude. I bet everyone was pumped.
No, I was with Adrian. I feel the same way. Like, I think she's very talented, but it's not music that's directed towards
me. But she makes your wife incredibly happy.
But I will say it's probably the best live performance I've ever seen.
Really?
She puts on an amazing show.
Wow. Like,
did you record it on your phone and then later upload it to YouTube
Music?
Yeah,
I'm going
to
watch it after we get...
You're on YouTube Music.
Jonesing to watch it, actually.
Yeah, she makes...
Oh, here we go.
Okay, this isn't it, though.
Music Lollipop Suckers.
Boom. I told you.
This isn't it, right? This isn't the brand
The brand because you could buy it at like Sev or like Maverick or Publix or whatever, but this is the concept. It does exist, and I am not wrong.
Novelty gift for Mother's Day.
Amazing tasty sound. Sweet gift. And look at that grandma. She loves that music.
She's so happy to listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
There it is. That's it.
Melody Pops. Is that it?
Melody Pops. Yep. That's the one.
So, is there an electric device in here playing?
Oh, yeah, dude. Here's the thing about candy. You need to get an electric device as close to your mouth as possible while eating.
Wow.
And enjoying a treat.
Melody Pops. All right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I'm not crazy, it turns out. I'll be real. There was like a split second where I was like, uh-oh. Did I dream that? I have said things to people, and they're like, that's not a real thing. And I'm like, my bad, everybody.
You can convince yourself of stuff. I remember one time you know when you have braces, you're still not supposed to eat hard candy?
Yeah.
One day I did it, and I busted my braces.
Oh, no, man.
And I didn't want to tell my orthodontist that I just disobeyed his command.
Yeah.
So I said, I was eating an egg roll, and it must have been really hard or something. But what's crazy is I can remember the egg roll breaking my braces. It didn't happen, but I convinced myself so much. The candy story sounds not real to me. The egg roll story sounds real to me.
Yeah,
you know when the Titanic sank, a bunch of people who witnessed it said it didn't break in two. And then it just went down, even though they watched it, because they were like, a bunch of people had conflicting stories to the point that we didn't know what happened until someone got down there and looked.
Oh, interesting.
But like, yeah, people, when they go through a traumatic thing, sometimes they'll like make it up in their head. And it's very traumatic to break your braces because you need candy.
Kind of my own Titanic, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That was your Titanic moment. You're like, Jack, never let go. And your braces in this situation are Jack.
They let go.
And the door was not big enough for the both of you to be on that water. I always think about that because I'm a big guy. I'm like, man, if I was ever in a Titanic situation, I would die immediately. I can't get on that with my girl. We would sink and die together so fast.
I'd be swimming around. People would be like, mm-mm.
Yeah, like, help! They're like, oh, we have no room for you, dog.
They would go shh and push me down.
Actually, though, I think Jack's a baby. I could survive in the cold. I could have done it. You know what I mean?
Ice plunging is all in right now.
I'm cold. I'm like, I plunge all the time, dude.
You're cold. I'm exhilarated.
I would be in there with my girlfriend, and she'd be like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, I'm loving this. This is great.
I'm having a dopamine high right
I'm
now.
Built different. She's like, never like, actually, I won't.
I won't.
She's, oh, okay.
Cool. Cool. I guess.
Yeah. Crazy that boat sank. Yeah. I love you so much.
Let's live a life together.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
That movie would be wildly different. When is the last time you saw it?
It's been years, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it as a kid. And then I watch it as an adult later, and I watch it as an adult going through a breakup. So it just destroyed me. Yeah, I was watching it on my computer while playing a game, like on the other monitor. And I remember just having to take a break and like pause Discord because I was like, she did everything he told her to do. Like, she lived her life so well. It was really sad. And then she throws a diamond in the ocean. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Yeah. Dude. Jack should have been, if he was just more of an alpha.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If he had lifted any weights, they would have been out of there earlier, you know? Because he could have just broke the lock himself, but instead his girl had to go find an axe to help him. It's like, how emasculating, dude.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll get an axe to help you. I'd be like, no, I'm good. And then just drown trying to get out yourself. No, baby, I'm cool, actually. Meet me up top.
How weak were both Jack and that boat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
dude. If that boat had been more of an alpha.
Boat versus ice? Come on.
No, seriously, dude. It's crazy. Oh, the thing that makes my Diet Coke delicious killed everybody? That makes no sense, dude.
You ever think that like global warming is mankind's revenge on ice for the Titanic?
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Getting rid of all the icebergs.
You caused this iceberg.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your fault. You brought this upon yourself.
I can't believe you would do this, ice. So...
Okay, do we have one more comment, or how many? This is the last one.
All right.
Okay. This will be a nice way to end.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it, Shane?
Yeah, I'll read it. Anytime I see a video with Shane Smith, I'm going to watch it. I don't care if it's him reading the back of a shampoo bottle. It will be amazing. In 82 likes. Wow, it was really positive, you guys.
Super positive.
Yeah.
And we brought a shampoo bottle for
Did
you?
I thought you were really going to have
we
one.
We could throw one up on the screen. Let's see if the hypothesis... checks out.
Dude, I'll read the back of a shampoo bottle. I'll crush it. So much. This person just Googling back of shampoo bottle and then just accidentally seeing the worst thing you can imagine, probably. Who knows what's on the internet ever?
How great would it be if the first ingredient was
bromine?
Did you ever see when I was, so people don't know this, but I was divorced once. It was bad and not good.
I knew this.
I did that. Yeah. I think, yeah.
It sucked. It was awful.
We're both divorced once. Yeah.
Listen, you're young. You make mistakes. Now I've got it all sorted out. I know the perfect person. But when I was getting divorced, it was terrible. And I was very sad. And I lived in my brother's spare bedroom, which my brother had three cats at the time. And his spare bedroom was just like three litter boxes in my bed. It was very miserable. I was very sad. And also, he's like one of those weird pet owners that loves his pets too much. So I went to his bathroom and I didn't have any toiletries because I'd removed myself from my home. It was starting over. So I had been using the shampoo for a while. And then one day my brother was like, dog, why is my cat shampoo almost gone? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I turned the bottle over and there's a picture of a little kitty cat. And it was cat shampoo. I'd fully been washing with cat shampoo. But you know what? No fleas. I was beautiful. My coat was
for
soft.
The first time in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, my coat was shiny and healthy.
People are petting you.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing. He literally was like, "You, it's expensive. You've been using my cat. I wash the cats like once a month. Why are you using cat shampoo?" So my bad, bro. I didn't read the bottle. He's like, "There's literally a photo of a cat on it."
Yeah, but cats can just be spokespeople that's, for. Yeah.
Also, shampoo. I'm a dude, so we're using like 3-in-1 soaps or whatever. It could be anything. I'm depressed. I'm just throwing whatever liquid into my hair. So I'd been washing with cat shampoo for a while.
Okay, here we are.
Are you going to be able to read this?
Oh, I am not going to be able to read this.
Can we zoom in?
Make it smaller. Oh, all right, here we go.
All right, so this is the test.
That's not zoomed enough. I'm so sorry. Is there any way to... Computer, enhance. It didn't work, everybody. I just want to...
Okay, here we go.
Oh! There's no way.
What about Command Plus?
Try this button.
Or I feel like if you downloaded the picture.
Like we're trying to problem solve downloading the back of a shampoo bottle so we can read it. This is really wildly
underwhelming. We need this podcast to end well. This is the only way it can happen. But I do feel like if you download in whatever photo app.
I'll tell you what. Joe Rogan ain't doing this. You know what I'm talking about? He doesn't have the courage to read the back of a shampoo bottle on air. Never in his life could he be as engaging and interesting.
All right, so let's clarify the purpose of this activity.
Yes,
to see if you can make reading the back of a shampoo bottle entertaining and engaging.
Entertaining,
not only that, but amazing, as AMWT2UL said.
Yeah, what do you think that stands for?
Adult male with two with the two unlikable.
Losers.
That's our podcast.
Nice, dude. It's your comment. You're being positive at me. Taylor.
Yeah, man.
So cute. What if I look up the back of a shampoo bottle?
Yeah, maybe do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to
Producers, this is your chance, man. Beat the clock.
Dude, you'll never beat me. You couldn't in a million years. I've already done it.
He's there. Okay.
All right. Here this is zero SLS free shampoo, which I don't understand. Also, have you ever, do you guys shampoo with like expensive shampoo?
Sometimes I steal my wife's shampoo and it is so much
better.
Does it
make her mad? It's like, cause it's like $1,000 or whatever.
Her.
She has to go in and like trade her tears in like some kind of ritual to get the shampoo. It's crazy. All right. This shampoo bottle's wild. Why you want it? Treat stands with a daily dose of this nutrient-rich blend with vitamin E. That's not a real thing.
It's not?
No. The government wants you to believe it's real, but it's not.
Vitamins just go to D and stop?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Vitamin D is the one the sun gives you. Vitamin E is made up. They just say it's real so that you want it in your hair, but it's not. And no one Google that. To help heal the signs of damage. Why is your hair damaged in the first place? What are you doing to it?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. My hair is healthy because I'm not damaging it. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, why are you hurting your hair, ladies? Revealing a healthy-looking glow and lowering the risk of future breakage.
Oh, I hate
Does your
future
hair
breakage.
Break?
In the future,
I don't think it works like that. Hair just breaks?
Well, it doesn't break now. It's in the future.
True. If hair breaks, explain why my eyebrows get so long. It's crazy how long they get. I look like an evil owl sometimes. Nothing's more humbling than having to have your girlfriend trim your eyebrows like worst version of a barber. Just like you're in the chair and she's like...
I've been there too, man. I got some crazy eyebrows.
Really?
That kind of
genuinely.
Yeah.
Adrian will say, she'll look at me and go, "Stand still." And I go, "Don't do this again." And she'll go, "Stay still, stay still." And then she grabs it and tries to rip. And oftentimes it takes 3 or 4 times.
Oh, no, like starting a lawnmower. Like,
And the hair doesn't break. That just proves hair doesn't break.
Dude, girls love to like rip a thing out of you.
Oh, they're so into it.
Your eyebrow hairs, a zit, your heart. They'll do it all, dude. They will destroy you. But not my girlfriend, though. She's perfect and nice. What you do... Okay, this is the... Oh, and then it's in Spanish. Should I read the Spanish part?
Oh, por que
la necesitita? Oh, wait. Necesita. I can't. Okay, I'm out. I wish it was in German. We could read it.
Yeah, German.
What you
good.
Do after shampooing... Oh, this is the instructions on how to... I love the idea of someone buying a shampoo bottle as an adult and being like... How does it work?
All the aliens.
They're just putting it in a cup to drink. Like, I hope this makes my hair healthy. What you do after shampooing, apply conditioner generously to hair. Conditioner's not real. That's another psyop from the government. I'm not lying. When I had long hair, I never conditioned it. I don't know what it's for, what it does. It's fake.
Silky and
do
smooth.
You condition your hair?
I do.
That's insane. Do you? What does it do? What do you think it does?
I think it makes it silky and smooth.
It already said the shampoo makes you silky and smooth and prevents future breakage.
That's true. But now it's kind of like how Frodo gets all the credit. Samwise is the conditioner that is actually doing
the conditioner is doing all the real work.
I see.
Conditioning my hair for what? To betray me? To do something else I don't want it to do?
My hair's doing a marathon soon, so that's the condition.
It's running away?
Yeah. That's true. Condition so it gets off
it
my head.
It has betrayed
Listen,
you, Jordan.
We're men in our 30s. We're not long for this world. Our hair is piecing out. All right. After shampooing, apply conditioner generously to hair, working through the to the ends. I like the idea of someone who's just like, nope, only the top. Wait 3 to 5 minutes. Whoa, is that real? You're supposed to leave it
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that. When I read those instructions and you try to shower that long, it's insane to me.
3 to 5
I
minutes?
Like to hang out in the shower, but just hang out with hair full of a liquid for 3 to 5 minutes or like gel. I've never in my life even kind of done that. Yeah. I do it directly under the water.
Oh, yeah, it's not sinking in there.
But I'm not conditioning. I'm shampooing sometimes.
Sometimes
rinse hair thoroughly. Oh, and then it has warning: avoid contact with eyes. If contact occurs, rinse immediately. For best results, use a conjunction of other OGX products. See, wow, it was so interesting. Everyone loved that.
I will. Yeah, I'd say it's amazing. Like the comment said,
suck it, Joe.
I will say that's you don't want to get it in your eyes.
Conditioner, specifically?
Either.
No, they didn't even have that in the instructions.
Well, he just said it doesn't.
No, I just said it. They said not to get it.
Well,
in
how
your
long
eyes.
Ago did you check out?
Dude,
about step two.
The shampoo
I was
bottle
gone.
Was not as compelling as I had hoped. No, he was contemplating if conditioner was real, and it's not. That's what big hair wants you to believe. They're trying to sell you all these products. You a bar of soap, run it through your hair. That's what I'm saying, dude. So
wow.
Well, should we end on that?
Finishing
note?
On a bang, the shampoo bottle.
Wow.
Said it couldn't be done.
Good luck making a clip out of that podcast, Holland. Just off camera yelling
if
at her.
If anyone can do it, it's Holland.
Yeah, dude, we believe in you. It better go viral or I will be deeply sad.
Well, I think since you started the podcast, you should. Can we have Shane close the podcast?
Hey, everyone.
I think that's more than acceptable.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dry Bar podcast. Don't get conditioner in your eyes. You can and will die. Vitamin E isn't real.
Not real.
Don't drink Diet Coke during Lent. Jordan, Taylor, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. It was a wild ride. We laughed. We cried. We fell in love.
They did.
We brominated. There's a lot of brominating. And I feel like that was positive. So, hey, everyone, you can get stronger. Drink Mountain Dew. Love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.